Shell is, for the moment, free to continue with its seismic survey off the coast of the Eastern Cape. And we still have, I still haven't seen any definitive statement as to whether they have started or will be starting soon. I suspect that they want to keep whatever they're doing as quiet as possible, to keep under the radar as much as possible. The judge in the Makhanda High Court saying that the applicants had not made their case, and so the application for interim relief and interim interdict preventing Shell from going ahead with their seismic survey was dismissed with costs. Melissa Groenink, program manager of one of the four applicants, the NGO Natural Justice, with us again. Obviously very disappointing, Melissa, not just for the four applicants, but for many people who are horrified at what might happen as a result of this survey. What's the next step? What happens now?
Thanks, John. Absolutely. We are dismayed by the court ruling today and really concerned about the approach that the judge took with respect to costs on one hand, and also failing to consider what we call a rule missi, effectively that we would come on a return date and produce the evidence of the harm. So next steps is essentially we are considering our case, we'll consider the judgment and, you know, the options available to us. As I say, the issue, particularly around costs, is a big concern. We are worried about, you know, a bad precedent being set for NGO and other public interest organizations willing to take actions in future.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the principle under which costs are not awarded in cases like this.
Exactly, the Biowatch principle.
The Biowatch principle.
That comes from the Constitutional Court.
I mean, was there? I received the judgment in an email 15 minutes ago, so I haven't had a chance to go through it yet. But was there any indication of why the Biowatch principle was being ignored in this matter?
Unfortunately, not. In fact, the judge didn't go into any detail about or any explanation as to why he did order the cost against the applicants at all, and we unfortunately left a bit dumbfounded by that and are considering our options.
Does this decision have any impact, or is it likely to have any impact on the next case, which is being brought by other organizations on behalf of other applicants and which is due to be heard sometime later this month, in the next week or so? Can one assume that because you lost, that they'll lose as well? How does it work?
No, we can't assume that, John. And I think that we've got some good aspects that came out of the judgment, for example, in relation to the urgency and, you know, and the conduct of everybody and leading up to the urgent application. And you will have seen that we had reference to some experts in our papers that we're going to come before the court in the next days to, you know, and have that evidence before the court. So the community case has brought that expert report as part of its founding papers. So we hope that will be sufficient for the court.
Why is it that you are not able to produce evidence to the satisfaction of the court? Why? Because it became public knowledge about a month ago that Shell was planning finally to act on the permission which it received in 2013. Would you not have had time to assemble the kind of evidence that might have convinced the judge in yesterday's matter, Wednesday's hearing?
Yeah. So, John, certainly as the court was went through quite a lengthy detail of exactly the actions that had been taken by everybody or by the applicants and the legal teams leading up to this, and found that, you know, everybody had acted in the right way. But really what the issue came down to is that, you know, Shell's conduct in failing to provide any undertaking, you know, the ship was making very fast headway towards the seismic survey area. And together with the minister's failure to take action, the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, has failed to take action as he's empowered to do under the Mineral Petroleum Resources Development Act to suspend the exploration right pending a full determination of the appeal. And that essentially led us into a situation where it was hyper-urgent and had to be brought within a few days. And it's for that reason that the rule missi approach was taken, to say that the evidence will be before the court on, you know, on the next day. So what we were asking for, and it seems to not have been appreciated by the judge, was really a very short interdict to allow us to bring that before the court with the relevant evidence.
don't give up, I suppose, is the message you want to give people who are opposed to this, because you haven't given up. If there are cost implications which have to be considered and monies which have to be found, because legal processes are not cheap, but you've certainly not given up, and there are other organizations involved that are still fighting, and Shell might well have started today or might well be starting tomorrow, but you would be hoping that they do not get to conclude the full program that they've planned.
Absolutely, and we put our full support behind the community case. You will have seen even in our papers, you know, there was reference to that, those communities wanting to bring this court action. So we are 100% behind that case. And we also call on citizens of South Africa and abroad to, you know, join the protest action, take action where they can. This is not a, it's not purely a legal fight.
Melissa Kroenig, thanks very much for talking to us. Melissa is the program manager of one of the four unsuccessful NGO applicants in the Makhanda case, and that organization is Natural Justice.